We are told that Ask and Embla are the two first human beings created by the gods in the Norse mythology. But is this true? Let's find out. The different pre-Christian high festivals are often carried out like some sort of play, like in the Greek theater. And the actors, they didn't put on masks necessarily as we know it from the Greek plays, but they did something similar. They dressed up, they impersonated different forces of nature. And on the New Year's Eve, they divided into two groups. One group represented the gods, and the other group represented the winter spirit, and or the winter spirits. And these winter spirits were seen as responsible for killing Baldr on the autumn equinox. And in order for Baldr to return, that is the summer, they had to kill these spirits. And they did this symbolically. They took torches and ran into the forest, and there they had this great battle between the actors playing the gods and the actors playing the winter spirits. And in this battle, they took the costumes of the winter spirits and tore them off them and stepped on them. And in mythology, we know this as Ragnarok. And we know that the wolf, the Fenris wolf, the Fenrir wolf, is killed by having someone steps in his jaw and just rips him apart. And you can imagine if you have a wolf skin on you and somebody can take the mouth or the upper jaw of the wolf and just tear it off you like tears off like a costume, and then steps on the costume to symbolically kill the wolf, because the wolf was a winter animal, like a symbol of the winter spirit. And then, of course, when this was done, they took the actors that had played these winter animals, they were pretending to be dead, and they carried them to the burial mound. You see, before they could become the winter spirit, they had to be symbolically killed. So they took their clothes and hung them in the sacrificial tree. And there they became dead. And then they put on these winter spirit costumes. And in order to revive them, they took the bodies of these symbolically killed winter actors, and they carried them back to the sacred trees, and then they put back their clothes on them. And in a sense, in the mythology, they describe this as the gods giving them the life force, the mind and the spirit back. And thus they were resurrected. So the mythology is actually not talking about how they created Ask or Embla, but they're just talking about two sacrificial trees, the ash and the elm, and how the winter actors were symbolically resurrected after they had been symbolically killed on Ragnarok. And I can add that today we still celebrate this holiday, the New Year's Eve, and in a sense we do it the same way. In the past they used torches and burning wheels and hit burning wood to make the sparks fly, and they screamed and tried to scare away and kill the winter spirits. And today we do the same with fireworks. We fire rockets into the sky and things are exploding, and it's basically the same. The academics, they never seem to get it right, do they? Is this intentional or is this by chance? It's because there are two, they have their field of vision narrowed down at the universities. They're not allowed to look outside the box. I think that's the problem, really. They are unable to see reality because they're just programmed to see a little bit of it.